know. They have no any evidence to what they are doing. They are only worshipping other than Allah. They said, فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. Who is more, who is worse in evil than somebody who fabricates lies against Allah? The Almighty Allah, because of their steadfastness, because of their submission, the Almighty Allah performed wonders. We will not have enough time to discuss that. But the mere fact that the Almighty Allah talked extensively about them in the Quran show that actually they occupied certain position in the sight of the Almighty Allah. Anybody who wants to know more about them should go back to Surah Al-Kahf. My respected brothers and sisters in Islam, what we have to deduct from these verses, number one, these people, these young men, they announce that their people have taken to the worshipping of idols and images. And therefore, as long as they cannot provide concrete evidence to what they are doing, they will not follow them. So now, my brothers and sisters here today, we may not be facing the challenges of worshipping idols and images today as Muslims. We may not be facing that challenge of worshipping idols and images, but unfortunately, there is something that is in a disguised form that we may be worshipping and we may not know we are worshipping such. And what is that? That is materialism. Materialism. Alhamdulillah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was on the verge of departing the world, he said, "Oh my people, I do not entertain the fear that you people will go back to worshipping idols and images. But my fear is that I entertain the fear that the Almighty Allah will give you people in abundance, will give you people material success, and you will all start to worship that, and you will all be distracted from the Almighty Allah." And absolutely, not only here, this is the situation of the Muslims worldwide today. It may not necessarily be money that we are worshipping. If it is your education as a young man, you have taken as a student, you have taken it so much that you allow it to distract your attention from the Almighty Allah, then subsequently, you have taken it as your Lord. Whatever it is. That is why we all have to be very, very careful. We have to be very, very careful. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya ibn Adam, O son of Adam, la tagtar bi shababik, fa kam min shabin sabaqaka ila al-maut. The Prophet said, O son of Adam, do not be distracted, do not be deceived with your youth. Don't allow your age, the strength in you, the health in you, the handsomeness in you, the beauty in you, do not allow that to sway you, to distract your attention from your Creator. فَكَمْ مِنْ شَابٍ صَدَقَكَ إِلَى الْمَوْتِ. How many are young men, youth like you, that have gone back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many? How many are those that are friends, age mates, classmates, those that are even younger than us, that we know them, they are no longer living on the surface of the earth today. Where have they gone? We will certainly, sooner, not later, be going to the same place. And how prepared are you? The Prophet went further to say that the Almighty Allah was telling us in Hadith in Qudsi, Ya Ibn Adam, La tagtar bi shababik, fakam min shabin sadakaka ila al-maut. Ya Ibn Adam, لا تغتر بأموالك فَلَسْتَ بِمُخَلَّدٍ. O son of Adam, don't allow your wealth, don't allow your material success on the surface of the earth to distract your attention from the Almighty Allah, for you will never live forever. يَا بِنَ آدَمْ, O son of Adam, اِسْتَحَيِّ مِنِّي عِنْدَ مَعْصِيَتِكَ أَسْتَحْيِي مِنْكَ فَلَا أُعَذِّبُكَ. Allah said, O son of Adam, you have to be very, very careful. Think about me when you are about to commit any sin. Then I will think about you on the day of judgment if you do so, and I will not punish you. The youths, during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were so much concerned about Islam. They compete among themselves. In the battle of Uhud, a very famous story that we know of two brothers. Even before then, during the time of the battle of Badr, there were some brothers that were, because of their age, they were not allowed to participate. Some of them, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, O Prophet of Allah, we were not able to participate in the first battle of Islam, but if we live to witness another battle again, we are definitely going to show Allah and show you what we can do for the sake of Allah. They will come and they will compete. If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was trying to send them back home, that they are not yet ready for that, they will even try to stand up on their toes. Just to show that they are even taller than the Prophet perceived. So that they will just get an opportunity to go and participate for the sake of the Almighty Allah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time he was coming out and he met a companion, a very young man by name Sa'd. At that time, people, even, you know, the people who related the incident, the hadith, they said that even at that time he was not yet up to 14 of his age. When he met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad told him, كَيْفَ أَصْبَحَتَ يَا سَعَدْ? How are you feeling this morning? You know what he said? He said, أَصْبَحَتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مُؤْمِنًا حَقًّا. O Prophet of Allah, I woke up this morning as a true believer in Allah. أَصْبَحَتُ مُؤْمِنًا حَقًّا. I am very grateful that I wake up this morning as a true believer in Allah. Then the Prophet said, Ya Sa'ad, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَقِيقًا وَمَا حَقِيقَةُ إِيمَانِكَ. Then the Prophet said, O Sa'ad, everything has a reality. What is the reality of your iman, of your belief in Allah? What is the evidence of what you are saying? What did he say, my brothers? Sa'ad said, O Prophet of Allah, عَزَفْتُ الدُّنْيَا عَزَفْتُ نَفْسِي عَنِ الدُّنْيَا. O Prophet of Allah, I have taken myself away from the worldly materialism. فَاسْتَوَى لَدَيَّ أَسْوَدَهَا وَأَبْيَضَهَا. And everything on the surface of the earth become equal to me. Jewelry, gold, whatever it is, everything materially on the surface of the earth, because I have taken myself from the world, I am only concerned about my Creator. Everything, therefore, on the surface of the earth become very equal, become the same to me. It doesn't make any difference. وَأَصْبَحْتُ كَأَنِّي أَرَى الْجَنَّةِ. I wake up this morning, O Prophet of Allah, as if I am seeing the paradise, and the dwellers of the paradise are there enjoying the mercy of the Almighty Allah. I'm seeing the paradise. I'm seeing the paradise and I'm seeing the dwellers of the paradise. They are enjoying the pleasure of the Almighty Allah. وَكَأَنِّي أَرَى الْجَنَّةَ وَأَهْلَهَا يَتَبَاغَدُونَ فِيهَا. And O Prophet of Allah, I wake up this morning as if I am seeing the fire of hell, and the inmates of the fire of hell are tasting the severe punishment of the Almighty Allah. Then the Prophet told him, عَرَفْتَ يَا سَعَدْ فَلْزَمْ. O Sa'ad, verily, you have known your Creator, hold firm. You have known your Creator, hold firm. تزود من الدنيا فإنك لا تدري. تزود من الدنيا، تزود من التقوى فإنك لا تدري. إذا جن ليل هل تعيش إلى الفجر؟ وكم من فتى يمشي ويصبح لاهيا قد نسجت أكفانه وهو لا يدري. وكم من صغار يرتجى طول عمرهم، وكم من صغار يرتجى طول عمرهم وقد دخلت أجسامهم ظلمة القبر. وكم من عروس زينوها لزوجها، وكم من عروس زينوها لزوجها وقد من عروس وكم من عروس زينوها لزوجها وقد دخلت وقد قبضت أرواحهم ليلة القدر. A poet in Islam, he said, وكم تزود من التقوى. Make a provision for yourself. Make a provision. Make the fear of Allah as your own provision. Make the fear of Allah as your own provision on the surface of the earth. فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي. For you do not know. إِذَا جَنَّ لَيْلٌ هَلْ تَعِيشُ إِلَى الْفَجْرِ. If the night comes, you do not know whether you will survive to witness the following morning. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَتَى يَمْشِي وَيُصْبِحُ لَاهِيًا. How many are the youths that wake up in the morning and they become negligent? They are not care. They are not careful of their duties toward the Almighty Allah. وَقَدْ نُسِجَتْ أَكْفَانُهُمْ وَهُوَ لَا يَدْرِي. And Allah, people are already. Allah is going to send to people to start to prepare their coffin, and these people, they don't know yet. That is, the angel of death is on his way to you. You do not know. وَكَمْ مِنْ صِغَارٍ. How many are those that the younger ones? يُرْتَجَى طُولَ أُمْرِهِمْ. It is hope. Their parents are hoping to see them grow up. Their parents are hoping to see them grow up and do whatever they want them to do. But unfortunately, their graveyard has been prepared and they do not know. وَكَمْ مِنْ أَرُوسٍ. How many are those that are married? They are all, they are all hoping to get together and spend time together and enjoy themselves together. But unfortunately, it has been destined in the sight of Allah that they will not spend time together. This is why, my brothers, whatever opportunity the Almighty Allah has given to you, you would have to use it before it is too late. Those of you, most especially that are students, there are a lot of challenges. Experience has shown that a lot of our youth today, before going to the universities to study, they can be very, very serious and dedicated to Islam. But as soon as they go to that place, they are easily distracted. Among the males and among the females. Therefore, inasmuch as it is very, very important for every one of us to have education, we have to be very, very careful. Know that there is nothing you can gain in replacement of Islam. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a very, very serious hadith that everybody who reads that hadith should bow down and contemplate seriously. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. When it is the day of judgment, يُوتَى بِرَجُلٍ قَدْ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Somebody will be brought before Allah. Allah blessed him so much in this world. He was a very, very successful human being materially. But he allowed his material success to distract his attention. He did not serve his creator. Then the Prophet said, Allah will command the angels to take him to the fire of hell just for the twinkling of an eye and bring him out of the fire. Then it will be done to him or to her. Then after that, Allah will ask him or her, have you ever seen joy in your life? Have you ever seen joy in your life? He has just gone into the fire of hell for a second. Allah will say to him, have you ever seen joy in your life? The man will say, oh Allah, I have never ever tasted joy in my life before. Just going to the fire of hell for a second. will make you to forget all those joys and pleasures that distracted you away from your Creator. Another individual will be brought before Allah. Allah tested him on the surface of the earth with wretchedness, with poverty, but he maintained firmness. He maintained his belief. He never allowed that situation to distract him from Allah. When he's brought before Allah, Allah will ask the angel to take him to the paradise for 1 second and bring him out. He will go to the paradise. He will come out just after a second. Then Allah will say to him, "Hal ra'aita bu'san qattu?" Have you ever seen any sorrow? Have you ever seen torture, punishment, whatever name you can give it? Then the man will say, "Oh Allah, I have never, ever, ever seen sorrow in my life. Joy in the paradise for 1 second will make him to forget all those hardships and difficulties that he witnessed on the surface of the earth. Therefore, my brothers, we have to try as much as possible to hold firm unto our religion. Don't allow yourself to be distracted. The youth, we have a lot that we could do for Islam. You have a lot in you, and use that for Allah before it is too late. There was a time, Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu ta'ala an, he went out, and all of a sudden he came across a very, very young boy. Very, very young boy. And he was grazing the cattle for his father. Abdullah ibn Umar went to him and he told him, Will you sell one to me? He said, "No, it is not for me. I have not been commanded to sell." Then Abdullah ibn Umar told him, "I'm going to give you a lot of money. All you need to do, give me one. When you give me one, you take the money and keep it with you." Abdullah was just trying to test him to see, because the way he was taking care of the animals, it was so amazing to him. So he decided to test his inner part, the inner part of him. Is it the same as the outer part of him? Because he was appearing, taking care of the animals so fantastically. He actually wanted to know, is he as faithful inside as outside? Then he said, "I will give you a lot of money. Keep the money with you. And when you go back home, tell your father that you were attacked and one of the animals was taken away from you. And keep the money." Well, if it were to be us today, a lot of money, we would say, "Well, Allah is very merciful. I will take the money and then inshallah when I get back home, I will just say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah." And that is it. You know what the brother said? A very young man, very young boy. Then he said, "If I do so, fa'ayna Allah? La ilaha illallah. If I should do so, but where is Allah? If my father will not be able to find out, but what about Allah? Where is Allah?" Abdullah ibn Umar, he was so fascinated with the answer of this brother that he constantly repeated, he was moving from the brother and he was continuously repeating the phrase, "Fa'ayna Allah, fa'ayna Allah, fa'ayna Allah, where is Allah, where is Allah, where is Allah?" My respected brothers and sisters, before you do anything, always ask yourself, "Fa'ayna Allah, where is Allah, fa'ayna Allah, where is Allah?" Allah said in Hadith Qudsi, Ya Bina Adam, Qad an'amtu alayka ni'aman 'azama, wa arsaltu, Ya Bani Adam, Qad an'amtu alaykum, وأتممت عليكم نعمتي عليكم وأرسلت إليكم رسل الكرام لتعرفوا أحكام شريعتي فلماذا تعرضون أني وأنا الغني الكريم فوعزتي وجلالي لو أطعتموني لنصرتكم على أعدائكم ولئن سألتموني لأجبتكم ولكنكم عصيتموني فأعرضت عنكم فوقعتم في العذاب الشديد فوقعتم في الذل والعذاب المهين. Allah said, O children of Adam, I have perfected my favors upon you, and I have sent my prophets and messengers to you all, so that you will all get to know the way that I have perfected for you all. But why are you all turning away from me? Why are you all turning away from me? And I am the self-sufficient, the generous. فَوَعِزَّتِي, by my might and my power, if only you all abide my teachings and my injunctions, I would have assisted you all against your enemies. I would have been there for you all in all your endeavors. And if you make any request of me, I would have answered your request. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ عَصَيْتُمُونِ. But unfortunately, you all turn away from me. You all disobey me. And because of that, you are all facing the terrible situation today that Muslims are facing. فَوَقَعْتُمْ فِي الذُّلِّ وَالْعَذَابِ الْمُهِينِ. And you are all tasting a very, very humiliating punishment from the sight of the Almighty Allah. Therefore, my respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we all have to know that Shaitan is always there to distract your attention. Shaitan will always come to you as a youth, and he will tell you, he will say, brother, you have a lot to spend in your life. Why don't you enjoy for some time? And after that, when you attain so-so age, you can now repent, because Allah will accept your repentance anyway. Try to enjoy yourself. Try to stay away from all this way of life. Now, they are too hard for you. We are living in the modern world. Enjoy yourself for a while. Then after that, you can go back to God and start to spend some time in the mosque and do everything. That's going to be Shaitan. He's definitely going to come to you, whether you are a male or a female. He will come at every time. That is what he said. He said, Ya Ilahi. He said, Fawa Izzatik. Shaitan said it to Allah. He said, O Allah, by your power, now that I am being casted out of the paradise because of Adam, La Azalu Agwi Bani Adam. مَا زَالَتْ مَا دَامَتْ أَرْوَاهُهُمْ فِي أَجْسَادِهِمْ. He said, O Allah, now I've been sent out of the paradise because of Adam. Definitely, as long as the children of Adam are still alive and they still breathe, I am going to continuously be with them to distract their attention from serving you. That's the sin of Shaitan. That is the saying of Shaitan. To the extent that the Prophet said, when you go to bed, even at the time of retiring back to bed, Shaitan is not going to leave you. He's going to come to you and tie 3 knots at the back of your head, and he will tell you, Ya bina Adam, O son of Adam, alayka laylun tawilun fanam. You have a very long night. Therefore, enjoy your sleep. Even at the time of going back to bed, Shaitan will come. What is the remedy? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you wake up as a Muslim and you mention the name of Allah, one of the knots loosens. When you stand up and go and make wudu, the second knot loosens. And when you observe, even if it's just only 2 rak'ahs, the third knot loses. And then, The prophet said, for that day, you are going to be very, very active. But if Shaitan tells you, Alayka laylun tawil fanam, you have a very long night because you have been so busy in the day. As a student, you spend so much time preparing for your exam. As a businessman, you spend so time going to the store and doing all these things. Therefore, you just have to. Islam is a very simple religion. Allah knows that you are tired. Therefore, enjoy your sleep. You continue to sleep. You do not wake up for Fajr, subhanAllah, until after sunrise. Then the Prophet said, for that day, you wake up a very, very denied individual. You wake up an individual, you'll be very, very uncomfortable. You will be very, very uncomfortable with yourself and in the sight of the Almighty Allah. You would have committed a sin. Even the beginning of your day, you have started your day going against the Almighty Allah. Therefore, my brothers, we have to be very careful. Let us hold firm unto Islam. Hold firm unto Islam. You don't have to wait until you attain certain age before you start to practice what you're supposed to do. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه.